Hello and welcome to Fan Sports Fan. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We are going to be talking about three main things in this podcast. We're going to be talking about the conference championships in the NFL, which are all tomorrow, giving you a sneak preview. Who's going to be the best? Who's going to be the GOAT? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? I'll tell you all of that. And then also in the NBA, that Brooklyn trio has started. Why are they performing awful? I'll tell you all of that. And also some of the MVPs for this first month of the NBA and teams that have been surprising us so far. I'll tell you all of that coming up on Fan Sports Spin. And one last thing, we're going to be looking at the top free agents in this year's free agent class, who will be staying with their team and who will be moving on. I'll tell you all of that coming up on Fan Sports Spin. Also, if you have not checked out finsportsspin.com, make sure to check that out. You can go into a new web browser. It's all one word, Fan Sports Spin. Just go into a new tab, search up finsportsspin.com, and check out the new articles and check out everything there. So just go into a new tab and do that, please, and check out the articles. And we're going to get this started, but first, here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor, and make sure to share this podcast, please. Hello, and welcome back to Fin Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and we're going to get started right now. We're going to start off with NFL. We're going to start off with the first game, which is on Fox. It is the Buccaneers taking on the Green Bay Packers. This one is going to be a great matchup. This is going to be offense versus offense. This one, both teams are top 10 and both are top 10 in offensive yards this season. Packers are fifth, Buccaneers are seventh. The thing that's going to hurt the Packers, that I think is really going to hurt them, is that they really only have one reliable receiver with Davante Adams. Alan Lazard is reliable, but that's really their only reliable receiver. Lazard is good, and then Marquez Valdes-Scantling, but I really think that the Packers are going to need to play smart, which obviously Aaron Rodgers has done. He's in MVP shape, and I think it's just going to be a great game to watch. Also, the last meeting was in Tampa Bay. It was 38-10. That was their last meeting. And also, if the Buccaneers win, they're the first team to ever host a Super Bowl and be in the Super Bowl. So I would watch out for the Buccaneers game. It's going to be interesting. I like the Packers in this one. One thing that also the Packers are going to have to do is run it up the gut. And also, Vita Vea is also back for the Buccaneers. So that's going to be another big thing to watch out for. This defensive line is getting stronger by the week with players coming back. So I'd watch out for that. Packers, I like them in this game, but it's going to be a really close one. I think Tom Brady's going to have to be on point. Mike Evans has to be fully healthy. That's the only way they win this game. And also, Antonio Brown is out. So that's another big thing. Packers, on the other hand, they need to get Aaron Jones into space and get on that sideline and run it down, because when Aaron Jones makes big plays, the Packers make big plays. So that's what I'm going to watch out for this team. And it's honestly, this defense for the Packers is going to have to step up, and that's the key to success for them. Then let's go over to the Bills and Chiefs. We got Patrick Mahomes. He is back for the Chiefs after concussion protocol. This game is at 6 o'clock. This one is going to be interesting. Right now, the Chiefs offense is number one in the league and same as their passing. And the Bills come up second in offense and third in passing. So this is going to be an interesting one to watch out for. Also, the Bills defense is fourth. Josh Norman, White, and all the other guys are going to – Micah Hyde is another guy. They're going to all have to come up big for this team. So I'm going to be watching this game because this one's going to be intriguing to watch, especially with Mahomes back. I honestly don't think they should have cleared him because, obviously, concussion is a big thing. It's to your head. So I'm not sure if Mahomes – what's going to happen here. But this is going to be a big thing for the Chiefs. Bills side, they're going to have to take advantage of that. They're going to have to go for him, sack him. So that's the one thing I'm watching out for the Bills. I like the Bills in this one, and I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. It's just going to be ultimately, can the Chiefs pull it off with an injured Patrick Mahomes defense also, That's going to be a big thing. Stephon Diggs, watch out for him. This one's going to be a really good game to watch. If you aren't planning on watching it, I would put it on your schedule to watch. Then we're going to go over to the NBA. We have a lot of NBA to talk about, especially with the big three in Brooklyn. Right now, let's go. This big three, they've been back for two games and already are getting spoiled. Right now, their first game, I believe it was yesterday, or it was the 20th is when they last played. Let's look at this box score right now, because this is going to show you. And it's crazy right now, because this team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they led this team into overtime. And double overtime. And it was amazing. A guy who I thought played outstanding is Colin Sexton. He finished with 42 points on the game. Crazy. He also had one block, two steals, five assists. This guy was outstanding. This guy was crazy good. And let's look at this. We're going to look at his second overtime stats. Second overtime stats. He put up 15 points for this game. It is crazy to see that this guy is outstanding. And then in the first OT to help his team, he got, it says, 7 points. So he had 22 points in overtime just to help his team win. And it's crazy how good he is. And he just put on a show for this team. It's amazing how good he was. And then in all overtime, let's go over to this big trio. We had Kyrie, James Harden, Kevin Durant. Let's start off with him. Had 8 points. James Harden had 4 points. And Kyrie had 7 points in all overtime. But right now, this trio is not looking good. I think the reason why they're not really playing as they're playing is because, one thing, Kyrie and James Harden, they're known for their ball movement or ball handling skills, and that's not a really good thing, because James Harden and Kyrie, they're going to get jealous of one another. I'm guessing that, and that's going to hurt this team. In all quarters, Kevin Durant had 38 points. He's really the rock of the team. He's the best right now. I think he's one of the guys that is going to be, has to be a team player in this to make this work. And then James Harden, 37, or that's Kyrie with 37 and 21 for James Harden in the first game against the Cavaliers. It just worked for the Cavaliers. They also got Jarrett Allen, Andre Drummond, all in there. So this team, they played their hearts out, and they played outstanding. The Cavaliers won this game. And then let's look at the next game that they played. This one here, it was yesterday. It was, this one was a good game too. Final score of 125 to 113. And so the Cavs, who are on the rise right now, I'm going to go back to Colin Sexton, because he had another great game, 25 points. This one did not go into overtime, but it was a crazy game. In the first half, we saw Colin Sexton have 11 points in this game. He is crazy good. I would watch out. He might even be the franchise guy here in Cleveland. I know we're talking a lot about Cleveland, but this team is good. Then let's go over to the first half of the Brooklyn Nets. We saw Kyrie. He had 18 points. And we saw James Harden, 10 points. It looks like Kevin Durant was out for this game. I'm guessing they were giving him rest. They obviously feel confident in their guys. So that's good. He did not play of injury or illness, it says. So this one was a game that Brooklyn is going to have to forget. They're going to have to restart. I think one of the things that's going to have to be fixed is the Nets are going to have to stop having just two guys all ball handling. They're going to have to pass the ball. And that's what I think the key for success is going to be for this team. Now let's look at the playoff standings right now. It's not the playoffs, obviously, but the standings. The Knicks have surprisingly came up at 8-9. We also see the Sixers. That's the team I really would like to talk about. Joel Embiid putting on a show. That dude is a freak. He's spoiling every single player that he plays against dreams right now. He is outstanding. He is a great player. But let's look at the first month's MVP real quick. So I had an article out about this, my first month's MVP. I'll tell you real quick. For the first month's MVP of the East, I had Bradley Beal, who's averaging 35 points a game. So far, his last five games, the Wizards, obviously, they were out for a long time now, since I believe it's December. No, it was December something, but with all the COVID in Washington for the Washington Wizards, right now, in the last five games for Bradley Beal that he's played, four of the last five games, he's shot in over 30 points. And out of the last five games, he scored over 25 points. He also has a 60 game and 41-point game. This guy is crazy. And then Kevin Durant also has been crazy, too. Averaging 30 points, which is incredible to have, especially with two All-Stars on the team. So I've been very surprised by how good he has done and how he's averaging 30 points so far. And he's had over 30 points in the four out of the last five games, same as Bradley Beal. And then in the West, Steph Curry, just putting on Steph Curry things. He's playing outstanding too. He has really led his team. Even though his points don't really show it, he has led his team. If you watch the games, he has led his team. And then Damian Lillard, who's been shooting outstanding, has been another great guy. So those are the four guys that I've really seen play outstanding. And then also Joel Embiid, I could have added to that list. So those are the top guys right now. And some of the teams, real quick, on a rise, I really see the Pacers, who are surprising me with a 9-6 record right now. Little surprised that the Celtics and Hawks have been at a little bit of a slow start. Then in the Western Conference, not surprised with the Lakers and Clippers up there, tied at 12-4. And then Jazz have had a lot of success. The Mavericks, I would expect to get off to a faster start, same as the Nuggets, both sitting at 7-8, or that's what they're rank is right now in the West, not to get confused with their record, which is 8-7. Then another team that's surprising us is Golden State and Oklahoma City. Those are two teams that are close to actually making it to the playoffs if it were to end today. Now let's go over to the NFL free agents that are coming into this class, who could stay and who could not. Let's start off with Dak Prescott. He's asking for $37 million, which ultimately puts him close to $149 million that he could get for his contract. Dak Prescott, his team is Dallas. He's at the age of 28 right now. I think he's going to stay in Dallas ultimately. I think the only way teams get him is if Dallas cannot pay him that money, because obviously Jerry Jones has a ton of money. And the question is, is he going to put it into Dak Prescott, or is he going to let it, or is he going to keep that money so he can sign a different guy or even draft another quarterback? That's really going to be what happens. And then Chris Godwin is another guy. By the way, Dak Prescott, I have him going back to Dallas, but it's just going to be ultimately Jerry Jones, what he wants to do. Then Chris Godwin, I think he's going to stay in Tampa. He is another big name out here, Chris Godwin. He's outstanding. I think the thing that's really going to hurt is how much money he wants and if he can stay healthy. That's really what's going to be the key factor to if you want to sign him or not. I could see him one of those guys who gets the money but then ultimately becomes hurt again. So that's going to be another key factor. And then Allen Robinson, another guy, the Chicago Bears wide receiver, I think he'll either go to Washington. New England is another one, maybe even San Francisco, some teams that will really put in money for Allen Robinson. So that's going to be a big thing. And if Chicago wants to franchise tag him, they can, but I believe it's going to be a lot of money. He's 28 years old, but performing at his best, had another 1,000-yard season this year. And then Trent Williams, the offensive tackle of San Francisco, I've heard some talk maybe going back to Washington, but I don't think Washington, I think that time is spoiled and it is rotten. So Trent Williams, it ultimately is going to be who wants to pay the contract that he wants, because I believe he wants a big contract. So it's whoever really wants to pay that contract is going to be the team that gets him. He is at 33. That's his age. So I wouldn't really want to put him on a big contract. Then we have Leonard Williams, the defensive tackle for the Giants. I could see him getting a big contract from the Giants to stay there. And then maybe a team like Seattle will come around and want to pay him, or maybe even Miami or Jacksonville, who has a lot of money, could really go after Leonard Williams. That's really who I can see, or the Jets. It's going to be one of those big money teams that goes after Leonard Williams. Then we have Kenny Golladay, the wide receiver out of Detroit. I could see him going to Baltimore, because Baltimore is really going to be one of those big teams that are looking for their second or number one wide receiver on their team. They have Marquise Brown and Willie Snead, but it's ultimately going to come up to, do they want to give Lamar another target or not? And then we'll go with two more. Will Fuller is our next one out of Houston. Will Fuller, I can see him going. I've heard talks of Washington and Green Bay, and I think Green Bay will be his ultimate destination. It's just going to be, is Green Bay wanting to pay him? And then our last one for today is Justin Simmons from Denver. I think he's going to re-sign in Denver, but another team I could see is maybe even Houston could go after him, because to go along with Justin Reed, I could see that possibly being a duo at the safety position. And then, like I said, maybe even Seattle to go along with Jamal Adams. But I think you could see him going to one of those California teams, or even the Raiders could put in an offer. I like those teams going after Justin Simmons. So thank you for watching. That was our three topics today, the NFL playoffs. We also had the NBA, who's been the top players in that duo in Brooklyn, and the top free agents coming up in the 2021 class. So thank you for watching. Make sure to share this podcast. I'm Tyler Finberg. Thanks again for watching. Until next time.